You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As we started yesterday, we do have Dr. Emmanuel Mwale, who's joining us to give us some understanding on the great hope. And today we're talking about hope on trial. I tell you, as a person who has done trial and is currently litigating, putting things on trial, when your hope is on trial, it's never a good thing. Or at the very least, it's never a pleasant thing. Sometimes you ask yourself, if God is so good, why am I not feeling good? Why do so many people doubt him, including me? Well, we're getting into the book, The Great Hope, revealed to us through the penmanship of Ellen Gold White, and we are doing that this afternoon. The Great Hope reveals that this entire conflict centers on one critical issue, and that's God's character. That's what they say. Is God just? Is God a loving God? Or has he been, misrepresented? Well, the answer is may surprising, and that's why we have Dr. Emmanuel Mwale to talk to us about just that. Dr. Mwale, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So why is God's character a central theme in the great controversy? Huh?
Okay. God's character is a central theme in the great controversy because the great controversy itself is won or lost based on what humans think about God's character.
Right.
That's what the devil used in heaven to deceive a third of the angels. And that's what he used also when dealing with Adam and Eve.
Hmm.
And so it has remained central to date.
Yeah, yeah. So how has Satan distorted humanity's perceptions of God?
Well, what Satan has done is to misrepresent the character of God.
Okay.
God is merciful and is also just. So
right.
He makes him appear to be unjust and that is not merciful. He makes him to appear to be unloving.
Right.
He makes him to appear to be a tyrant. He makes him to appear to be selfish.
Mm. And what does Jesus's life, his personal life and his death reveal about God really and who he really is to us?
So in order to dispel this misrepresentation that the devil has done to the world and
right.
the universe at large, God decided to incarnate in Christ, showing his love on the cross. So first and foremost, for him to become a human being is a demonstration of his love. The life itself also demonstrated his love.
Mm.
And when he died on the cross, he showed that he's not only merciful, but he's also just.
Right.
He's a gracious God. Is a truthful God. All these are exemplified in the life of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And freedom, let's talk freedom, the essential, the importance of freedom. Why is freedom essential to love? And how does that play into God's plan?
There's actually no love without freedom.
Oh.
First of all, God himself loved us out of his free will. He was not compelled to love us.
That's what
in the first place, even to create us, he created us out of his free will.
Okay.
He was not compelled. And so on our part, freedom is very important because we cannot love God without freedom. Love that is forced would not be love at all.
Right.
So at the same time, we are free also to choose God or to choose Satan,
okay.
to choose salvation or to choose death, to obey or not to obey. God has given us that freedom because it is essential to love.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sure you can imagine with many people who have observed life and its vicissitudes, whether they are Christians or not, they have seen and lost their faith in God. They have lost their faith in this character that we're painting God to be, this loving God. They have lost it all. People have walked away from God for many reasons, a variety of reasons, many of which are experiential. So my final question to you, Dr. Mwale, is how can we personally restore trust in God's character?
That's what really is an issue right now on earth here. When people see what's going on, illnesses, death, wars, and so on and so forth, they ask, is really God a loving God?
Right.
And so on our part as Christians, I think we need to exemplify Christ's life of love.
Okay.
When people see love in us, and then we tell them that God is a loving God, because they have seen God's love exemplified in love, they will trust him. Then we have to be merciful and just. I'm sure you remember what Jesus told the Jews when he said, yes, all these things you can do, but it's something that you have neglected. That's mercy and justice. And so what we need to do is to demonstrate to the world that God's character is still a loving character, and
right.
It is in us as Christians.
Right.
And
right.
Then we also have to proclaim that love, just presenting the cross of Christ to the people, they'll be able to see his love on the cross.
Okay. Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Dr. Mwale. Once again, really appreciate your time. Let's do this again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further.
Wonderful day too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is our guest for a Grow segment, Dr. Mwale, talking to us about this great hope and how we can restore our hope when, after it had been put on trial.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.